Where's this franchise at in rebuilding?
Hopefully we're going the right direction. You know, I feel like we've got some pretty good pieces in place, a pretty good core of players to build around now. And, you know, I like the direction with our coaching staff.
What is the level of disappointment and encouragement at the same level, you know, knowing that you believe you're heading in the right direction, but also knowing that you're 6-10 for like the third straight year?
I think you said it perfectly. You know, it's you're disappointed, obviously. You know, you hate to be going home today, but in the same sense, you know, I'm excited about where we're going. A lot of the young talent on this team and the direction of this franchise.
Your locker room neighbor was saying yesterday after the game he's expecting changes, and I know every NFL roster has changes every offseason, but he thinks of a different variety based on who's bought in, who Coach Marone feels he can win with. What are your thoughts on that, knowing, you know, you captains had weekly meetings with Coach?
Yeah, Coach Marone and Doug Whaley and Russ, they've been pretty candid this year with us. You know, we want guys that want to win. We'll do whatever it takes to win. And I trust those guys to make the right moves in order to get that done.
You know, talked just a few weeks ago on the heels of the Tampa game about having to reestablish the commitment and accountability with some people in this locker room. You know, did 3 weeks do enough to convince you that, you know, those people can be stepping in line the way they need to? Or
Yeah, I think this year we showed at times that when people are willing to do whatever it takes and put in the work, we can be a really good football team. And that's with a lot of young guys, a lot, you know, injuries at key positions. But in the same sense, we showed how bad we can be when we kind of take things for granted. And I think moving forward, a lot of us learned lessons with that this year. And, you know, hopefully not have to address that again.
What did EJ, a lot of this season was about quarterbacks and developing a franchise quarterback. What were your impressions of EJ and what has he done, what has he shown to you so far?
You know, fortunately for EJ, he missed a lot of time. And and I thought they did great stepping in as a backup. But EJ, you know, he's a hard worker. He's very mature for his age. And I like working with him. I think he's a good quarterback. Does he need to get better? Yeah. Do we all need to get better? Yes. And I think he will because he's that determined to be good, and he's willing to put in the work.
Did he show you enough to convince you that he's a franchise quarterback in his 10 games?
Yeah, he showed flashes. And you know, he's young, and he's got to develop, and I'm definitely – in his corner. You know, he's a guy that I have a lot of confidence in moving forward with, and a guy that I'm excited to work with and excited to watch him grow because the amount of talent he has and with his work ethic, he could be a really special player in this league.
There are some things that quarterbacks can't be taught, can't develop, and one of them is probably being clutch. Week two, down in Jacksonville, I mean, do you think you saw enough of the quote-unquote, for lack of a better term, clutch factor?
Yeah,
EJ, even as a young player, to feel that that's something he can bring to the offense.
I think one of the best signs that he showed this year was that in key points of games, it seemed like he made his best throws. And you're right, that's something you can't teach and something I'm definitely excited about.
How much, not to give you a built-in excuse, but how much did the quarterback mess with respect to injury foul up this offense or at least hinder it and its development?
You know, it's tough. You know, obviously your quarterback's your focal point. I thought all of them did a great job week to week of preparing so that there wouldn't be a step back from the flow of the game and the flow of our offense and what we wanted to do. We didn't tweak the game plan a whole lot depending on who was in there. So I thought they all did a great job. But building cohesiveness is one quarterback with one quarterback is something we need to, you know, that's something we need to have to get where we want to get to, the playoff Super Bowl. And, you know, moving forward, this offseason will be crucial.
And, you know, I know you said everybody's got to improve, and that's obvious. But when you look at the numbers, I mean, the run game's number two in the league. I mean, that seems to be in pretty good hands. Really, you just kind of got to raise the level of the passing game, I mean, going into next year, right? I mean, that's where the onus kind of lies.
Yeah, we do need to improve the passing game, but that's everybody. Protection's got to be better. Routes got to be better. Reads, throws, everything. There's a lot that goes into it. And just like it's easy to blame the offensive line when there's a sack, it's easy to blame the quarterback when the passing game's not going right. And it's not always necessarily all on his shoulders.